Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, so what you wanna see me for, baby?
I wanna show you something.
Oh yeah, and what's that?
Turn the lights down halfway.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Follow, and you can get reminders every time we have a show.
If you haven't heard any of our shows, you can check them out in the archive. You know, we do interviews, we do music, we do trivia, we do pet peeves, and, you know, sometimes we do story night, and, you know, we just like to have fun here. We know you'll be having a long week or stressful times, or family or friends or associates or workers that get on your nerves, so sometimes you just got to breathe and let it all out and have your good time. Everybody, we're going to try to start doing the show more on a regular basis. But like, you know, it's the holiday seasons, and sometimes we have things that come up, so don't think that we fell off. I know it was like a way long time before we actually got back into the groove of things. I had some personal stuff that had went down, so you know how that goes. But tonight, like I said, if you want to get in on here, all you have to do is join us in the chat room, post your questions, post your comments, or just in case if you feel like you're not afraid and you feel like you really want to chime in because you have some experience in this field, you can always hit us up on the phone lines. For everybody that I want to be interviewed on the show, because you've heard our past shows that have great interviews and great interviewees, of course, all you have to do is hit me up by email, D-I-S, well, that's why I changed it, madlove79usa@yahoo.com. What I need from you is your bio kit, 3 clips of your work, contact information, your pictures. What I need, this is so that I can make you a professional flyer, ask you the right questions. Most of all, try to promote you in a way that can help you get paid. You know, you start off to get your feet wet and here, and then you go to the big leagues, or you go to more BTR shows and talk show and to radio shows. And then, you know, you'll be like, hey, I'm starting off here. You know, the person helped me out, and that's what's up. That's all we're about. It is a one-time fee of $25, which can be sent to my PayPal account. Because, you know, like they say, forget is something that we do for free. You know, sometimes people forget, or they don't show up, or don't give you all your material. So at the minimal fee, we're saying $25, because believe me, when you make it to the big times, you're getting charged thousands of dollars. And if you don't show up, you're just short out of luck, and the show keeps on rolling. So we said be here within the normal time, which is like 15 minutes before the show is supposed to start. But if you can't make it, contact us at 2 hours at the very least, or a day before, so that way we can set up a show for that night for that segment, or we can bring somebody else on, or, you know, we can just keep the show rolling. So we're just saying common courtesy. And now, without further ado, we're going to bring on my co-host, Miss Tiffany. Hey, Tiff, your line is unmuted. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I said, how are you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
My phone went out.
What do you think about tonight's topic?
Oh, tonight's topic is very relevant. If you ask me, the chat line is like the original catfish.
True,
you know,
true.
People, you know, the voice can sound good as you don't know why. Until you meet it in person, you'd be like, well, god damn. So.
Right. Have you ever been catfished before?
I wouldn't necessarily call it catfish. Like, I've been in situations where person might not have been as tall as I assumed, or my complexion a little different, but no, and I heard some catfish stories, but no, not really, I can't say.
Well, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Deuce Bigelow, Mel Gigolow, but I've had some situations that was like that. Like, you get out that joust, the joust look like Tony the Tiger, or it'd be like the person says one thing and they not even the same person they had in the picture, like they sent you a picture of them 25 years ago, you'd be like, well, shoot, I sent you a recent picture. You could at least give me the benefit. And then they get mad at you. It's like they send you messages after you're gone and, like, hit up all your social networks and stuff and your phone, and even blocking their phone number so they can try to call you. And you'd be looking like, yeah, but I didn't lie to you, so why would you lie to me?
That's crazy.
What do you think about these females that get on the line and say, like, they're looking for somebody that's looking like something, working with something, smelling like something? I'd be like, what are you supposed to smell like and looking like something? I mean, if you're really a bad chick and all that, I'm looking like, what are you looking for somebody on the chat line? I mean, you got the social media, you got the work, you got your job, you got the community. You at least going to have like 10 guys coming after you each day, and then you're going to probably have like two or three sugar daddies that's on you. So why is females trying to put so much emphasis or trying to find a perfect guy on the chat line?
Because a lot of them don't look like what they say, or they trying to get somebody that's, I'm not even going to necessarily say random, because it depends on the area, that some people will go out their way to talk to people that's not in their area, you know. But like you said, right now with the social networks and stuff, like, it don't really pay to talk to somebody on the chat line unless you're just talking. Because you better off, like, hey, what's your Facebook? Boom, at least get an insight. But you still can't even go by that because, you know, with people in these phones and they taking pictures from certain angles and this, that, you know, like, somebody's face may look one way and the body looking like something else, or they sounding like, you know, I came across an incident where, you know, the guy, he looked decent, well-groomed. But he sound like a motherfucking chipmunk. Like, that shit was a turn. I couldn't even take him serious. Like, I just couldn't do it. But, you know, it is what it is.
And what about these people that supposed to be, like, lesbians and doms? And it seems like, you know, women, they organize with them. Yeah, with the dudes, they got tops and bottoms and drag queens and cross dressers and DLs and all this other stuff. And some people, they actually get very into themselves. Yeah.
It is levels to it. I didn't know it's broken down. Like,
like some of the Transformers, they even got people paying for them, too.
Oh, yeah, they do. And a lot of them know that that's directly what they are, you know? So it's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't nowadays. But as far as the catfish situation, I know a couple of chicks that them played on guys. Or like, they had kids and stuff, and they wasn't telling the guys it was their kids. Oh, that's my younger sister. No, that is her teenage daughter. She had her when she was like 14, 15. So, you know, it's just like, there's a lot of games being played on both ends of the field, from the guys and from the girls.
Right, right.
Like, I have guys that get mad at me right now. Well, you know, them got mad because I'm not the type that I just invite somebody into my house. No, sometimes it's kids, family members in my house. No, so they be like, oh, what, you married or something? I ain't never coming. Were you supposed to come in? Like, who are you? Are you paying the bill? Like, it's crazy. Like, people just quick to have people around their kids, and you don't know what that man is. He might have been a rapist or something. You know, it's just, I don't know.
Right, right. Well, we're going to go to another music break, and after this, we're going to bring in a chat line, and then we'll have commentary about what we hear on there. Next up, we got The Last Time by Trey Songz on The Dark and Dirty. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned in.
Songbook, baby. I'd like to thank Mr. Brian Michael Cox for helping me illustrate my film. It's just getting too hot, baby. It's getting too hot. I mean, for real, this has got to be the last time. It's going to be the best, though. Back, baby. I'll be with you.
Next message.
Hi, Daddy. It's me, Ginger. Looking for a real Sarah nigga daddy, a down-to-earth DL nigga daddy who can crush me tonight, Daddy. Treat me like a real slut, like a bitch. Nigga who got a bitch. And he fuck around on the side. Holla back.
One to replay. Two to reply. Three for one-on-one. Four to skip. Five to block. Six to re-record. Seven to check that caller's status. Eight to go to the previous message. Nine to block the spam. And zero to bail. If you're new to all this, hang on, I'll explain. If you want to replay that message, just press one. If you want to reply to it, just press two. To attempt to go one-on-one with that message caller, just press three. To skip over the message, just press four. To block that caller, press five. You want to record your message, just press 6. If you want to check that caller's status, find out if they're in conference and how many people are ahead of you waiting to talk to them, things like that, just press 7. To go back to the...
Well, as y'all heard, that was one of the things that happened. Now let's get to one of the pay-to-plays that the females are doing here. Like, the females be offering themselves for $45, $50, $60, so... Let's see if I can find one of those clips. Okay, then let me do it. Let me see if I can get Tiff to call the jump, because when I try to do it, it's like merging the numbers. So, well, let me press the numbers to go to the next one. So let me see if I can give Tiff the number. Tiff, you there?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are you there? Call 218-632-2255 and then make you a greeting. You have to press 7 first and then press 3 and 1. And then I can do it off of your phone because I can't do it off mine if you won't let me press any numbers.
Straight out of here.
2185. Yeah.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. And then once you get on, press 7-3 and then 1.
731?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Wow, she's doing that, everybody. we're going to be still talking about what be going on there. Like I said, it'd be the females be talking about for 40, 50, 60. Baby, I'm giving it up. Talking about 40 for head, 50 for sex, 60 for both. And somebody try to boost it up like 80 or 100 to make it sound better. And then you got the fact that they even have people be coming out like, no.
Would you say, Price?
Oh, yeah. 731, not 713, though.
Okay.
Because you would end up in the live room.
If you have some minutes to blow, blow them with us. This is just a normal phone call, no extra charges. We do not charge a thing for this service. We offer it 100% totally free to the public. But because of that, we cannot and do not pre-screen it. It is open on the world. So, three rules. Never ever give out your phone number. Never ever give out your name and address, and you have to be 18. Why those rules? All that private info that could be used to invade your privacy. It's like letting the genie out of the bottle. You're in the lobby. One for the front rooms. Two for the bulletin board. Three for CB. Four for personals. CB, live personals. If you are a guy looking for a woman, press one. Record your introductory message at the tone. You have up to 90 seconds. Since you're a star, press the star key when you're finished. Ready? Go. To listen to your message again, press 1. To re-record it, press 2. To
Did
save and continue,
thing?
Press 3. And to
you're supposed to say your greeting
your
and then press,
again, press
3.
To re-record it, press 2.
I'm
to save and continue, press 3. And to bail, press 0.
Well, we're working on that right now. After Tiff gets all that together, then y'all will be able to hear everything. But, like, basically, like I say, they be saying, like, you know, calling the people gentlemen and asking them to be generous. I would like, how's a person being a gentleman because they're giving you money on a chat line? I'm like, seriously? And then it's like, you know, these people might get, like, 1,000 people hitting them up. And you'd be looking like, nobody be trying to show face. And you'd be like, so how long do you do this? Because think about it. If you did $40 a day for 1 month, that's like, what, $1,200? So, I mean, unless you're living on Section 8, let's think about your bills. It's $200 for groceries, about maybe $120 for paying for your phone, internet, and cable. Then your rent's going to be between $800 to $1,200. Then you got to think transportation, whether you're driving or public transportation. So that's about maybe a good $120. But like I said, if it's a vehicle, it might be like $160 in a month. And you tell me you're doing all this off of just pay to play. And then it's like, let's say if you have kids, you got to think about doctor bills and clothes and stuff like that. So it's like, how do you know these people are doing this as a livelihood or are they doing this as a side job? Maybe it's like basically, you know, you're making enough money working at McDonald's or office or somewhere. And maybe they're just doing this rambling whenever they need like a little bit of change like the Christmas season. It was like 20 females on there doing pay to play. You're like, wow. I mean, people really needed money around this time of the year. So, and we're going to bring back on Tiffany, see if she got everything together. Tiff, you there?
To listen to your message again, press 1. To re-record it,
no,
press
2.
To save and continue,
I think I
pressed 3.
To press 713 and not 731.
Well, we can just see what it says, see what the greetings are.
Okay.
To listen to your message, you're now on the air. Record your name at the tone briefly.
Oh,
press the
ahead.
Star key to finish. Ready? Go.
Yeah, what's good with you?
To listen to your name, press 1. To re-record your name, press 2. To save and continue, press 3. And to cancel,
press 3.
Press 0.
I mean, can't you press the button?
Hold on, let me see.
To listen to your name, press 1.
Let me do it.
To re-record your name, press 2. To save and continue, press 3. And to cancel, press 0. Next message.
Yeah, we're trying to come up and pick up a couple of dollars in the DCPG here, man. Come through the message. No, I have a question.
1 to replay. 2 to reply. 3. sending live requests. The party is not in conference. Your party has
one
other messages waiting. Next message.
I'm going to press for
Hi, Daddy. It's me, Ginger. Looking for a real fan with Nigga Daddy, a down to earth DL Nigga Daddy, who can crush me tonight, Daddy. Treat me like a real slut, like a bitch.
Ooh.
Nigga who got a bitch. And he fucking around on the side. Holla back.
Next message.
This is a race practice, 5'11", 32 inch waist, nice body, fat ass, come from Peachy County, capitalized, looking for...
Next message.
I told you, they think they're really females.
Next message.
I'm ready to suck dick, swallow cum, freaky, very, very spontaneous, open-minded, transsexual, other hand random. I'm at the red routine.
Next message.
Yeah, what's up? This ain't some dark brown for a 400 hair. Want any small thick thing?
Next message.
Yeah, what's up? I'm just smiling like a horny as shit and trying to get this ass out, beat the fuck up, trying to give a nigga some wet, sloppy, bomb ass head.
You
looking like something. You try to get that dick sucked real good. You want to suck the shit out this tight, juicy ass that will come through. No games, no bullshit.
Why does that sound like somebody
one
else?
One to replay. Next
That's
match.
Terrible.
I'm so hungry. I'm hungry, Daddy. Feed me.
Next
press
message.
4.
Yeah.
You press 4.
Press 4. I told you I got a press number. They won't let me do it.
2 to reply. Next message.
Good evening, fellas. You come across an official female.
Next message.
And if they press on that one,
call
we want to hear the greeting.
The Alameda, sexy transsexual in this joint. About 9-1-4 bathroom. Got a nice little fat ass. Looking for them young, sexy, muscular, pretty boys to try and get it popping on this rainy day.
Next message.
Yeah, I'm sucking, swallowing,
press
getting
four.
This big fat wet tight boy pussy banged up.
Next message.
Bitch, you sucking your finger.
What? Next
message.
Yeah, I'm scared. Like, I'm just looking for a nigga on here that got a big ass dick. If you a big dick nigga, let her fuck. Let her get your dick sucked.
Next message.
All right, well,
yeah, what up? This
you hear what's going on the chat line. Hopefully ain't none of y'all
this
calling
is
me right now.
So leave a message,
but I'm
going to
hate to put it on mute.
Come
so
from West
talk.
Baltimore, 59180, light brown skin, attractive.
Okay.
Fat, soft, brown hair, wide hips, small waistline, thick thighs, fat, good, wet pussy. Looking for my official generous
male. Oh, you know
male.
What? It ain't
going to
go on
mute. I forgot
it's a three-way call.
Generous males only. I do have a camera phone. I am on spot 420 friendly. Interested to get at me. So it's supplies only.
So what is 420 friendly, Tiffany?
One to replay. 2 to reply. 3 for one-on-one. 4 to skip. 5 to block. 6 to re-record.
You can disconnect us from the chat line.
7 to check caller status. 8 to go to the previous message. 9 to block the spam. And 0 to bail. If you're new to all this, hang on. You are about to leave CB or virtual chat. Your name and your message
what?
Will be removed. To confirm that, press 1. If you want
to
stay,
what
press 2.
What you to hang up?
You just hang up from me.
Uh-huh.
So now you see from the examples, everybody, that, like, basically, like, yeah, you got the creep jumps, you got the crazy talking ones on there, you got the wild ones on there, and then you got the females that are prostituting and doing drugs on the jumps. Like I said, you think that you be talking to the right person, and you end up finding out you be on some other stuff on there. So like I said, chat lines for catfishing, drama, DLs, transformers, prostitutes, and people looking for a relationship. So if you ever get on that jumps and find somebody, I say what we should do is like that old TV show they had when you set the person up and be like, hey, we know that you're here, like, on Cheaters. So if anybody want to ever do a show, when we do, like, a live video, like FaceTime and all that other stuff, that we could do something like that. But I want to thank everybody for coming through tonight. This was a very interesting segment. It was funny a little bit, too, as well. We hope to see y'all next time, which will be tomorrow night. We won't be here on Friday night because, of course, everybody's going to be getting ready for Christmas and opening gifts and chilling with family. But till next time, have fun, take care, and we out.